Morning Prayer, March 16, 2024, Saturday of the fourth week of Lent.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. O glorious Lady, throned in rest, amidst the starry host above, who gave us nurture from thy breast, to God with pure maternal love. What we had lost through sinful Eve, the blossom sprung from thee restores, and granting bliss to souls that grieve, unbars the everlasting doors. O gate through which hath passed the King, O hall whence light shone through the gloom, the ransomed nations praise and sing, life given from the virgin womb. All honor, laud, and glory be, O Jesus, virgin born to thee. All glory, as is ever meet, to Father and to Paraclete. Amen. We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the 10-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands, I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In Him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. I will create a new heart in you, and breathe into you a new spirit. I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will create a new heart in you, and breathe into you a new spirit. On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. God Himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God Himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
From the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God Himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Lord God Most High has blessed you, Virgin Mary, above all women on the earth.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David. Through His holy prophets He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give His people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God,
The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord God Most High has blessed you, Virgin Mary, above all women on the earth. Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him, may your mother intercede for us, Lord.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Savior of the world, by your redeeming might, you preserved your mother beforehand from all stain of sin. Keep watch over us, lest we sin.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
You are our Redeemer, who made the Immaculate Virgin Mary your purest home and the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. Make us temples of your Spirit forever.
May your Mother intercede for us, Lord.
Eternal Word, you taught your Mother to choose the better part. Grant that in imitating her, we may seek the food that brings life everlasting.
May your Mother intercede for us, Lord.
King of Kings, you lifted up your Mother, body and soul, into heaven. Help us to fix our thoughts on things above.
May your Mother intercede for us, Lord.
Lord of heaven and earth, you crowned Mary and set her at your right hand as queen. Make us worthy to share this glory.
May your Mother intercede for us, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, take away the sins of your people. May the prayers of Mary, the mother of your Son, help us, for alone and unaided, we cannot hope to please you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.